The good hair makes you a good man.
You wear good hair, then you're a good man.
There we go. All right.
All right. Wow, I'm on a streak. Okay.
Do you want to move on or you want to take a break?
No, no, keep going. Keep going. Come
on. All right, question six, Joe.
Okay. At dinner with Barry's parents, Bill is asked how many sweet potatoes he wants. Does he want A, 30, B, only one, or C, two or three?
Oh. It's numbers. It's got to be another trick. I'm going to say all the above. All the above.
All of the above?
I want 30. I need one. Wait, two, three.
I got to go with all of them.
All right. And sweet potatoes?
30. He means one.
He means two or three.
Oh, wait. What was that? That's he said tricky. 30.
Yeah.
And then they said one.
And then the mom.
And his wife said two or three. Mm. How do you want to judge that?
I'll have half credit.
Yeah, we'll give you half.
Oh, well, give me no credit over there.
Oh, no credit from the peanut gallery. All right.
All right. Well, I didn't get it. Okay, no credit.
That's fine.
Oh, damn.
All right, next question.
Okay. During that same dinner, Bill was yelled at for misbehaving. What was he doing?
This is easy.
Was he A, eating his wig, B, stealing all the chicken, or C, wiping his mouth with the tablecloth?
He was, gotta be the funniest part of the whole movie.
Oh, chicken. Oh, boy. Bill loves chicken.
They put the platter next to him, and he just unloaded the whole platter on his plate. And they're yelling at him, Bill! Bill!
Oh, boy. Bill of chicken.
Bill, you're on a diet.
Oh, I'm not.
So it's the chicken, obviously.
The chicken isn't that good chicken.
Go easy on that.
It's good chicken.
Bill is on a diet. He's watching his weight because of his leg. Isn't that right, Bill?
I'm not watching my weight now.
Bill, put that back.
I'm going to have more chicken.
Put that back.
I want more
Bill,
chicken.
Put that back.
Then he got all upset that Barry was yelling at him. He ran in the kitchen and stood in the corner.
All right, very good.
I'm sorry, Barry.
All right, what question are we up to?
Eight,
okay.
All right, okay. Two more to go.
Bill befriends a little girl by the name of Amy. While Amy was playing in the playground, Amy left something behind and Bill returned it to her. What was that? Is it A, a hat, B, a glove, or C, a scarf?
It was Amy's little glove.
And when he goes to give it back to her in the playground,
yeah.
And she's all, you know, innocent and stuff. It's almost like that scene out of Frankenstein where Frankenstein goes over to the little girl and he gives her the glove.
Yeah.
And the teacher runs over horrified. Bill, get away from that child. Bill, don't you have work to do, Bill?
Bye, Amy.
So, yes, it's the glove.
Amy, here's your glove.
Amy, here's your glove.
Okay, very good.
Here, is this the last one?
There's two more.
Two more. Okay.
Nine.
Okay.
Okay. Our Bill, as it seems, is a deeply religious man. Can he make it through the Our Father? Or A, he only lasts 3 seconds. B, he makes it to give us this day. Or C, he makes it all the way through.
This obviously the scene where Amy is stricken with meningitis and she's in the hospital and they let Bill in to visit. It's a family only, but they let Bill in.
Okay.
And Bill, in a touching moment, says a little prayer for Amy.
Yeah.
And he wants to say Our Father, yeah. But he can't get through.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy heaven, sweet child of mine.
It's pathetic. I was roaring at this point, and I believe Lisa had a weapon, and she was beating me.
This was a real sensitive part of the movie.
Probably the most touching part where tears should be coming down your face.
All right, here we go.
There's the bad music.
Lord in heaven, our name.
I be name.
It's our Father who art in heaven. He loses.
All right. Seven right, two wrong so far, Ant.
All right.
Very good. Last question.
Last question.
For an 80 on my little quiz.
Above all, what is Bill most proud of? Is it A, his wig, B, his teeth, or C, his coffee?
Very proud of his coffee, I know that. His hair made him a good man, but he was very proud of his teeth. Look, I got new teeth. Look at my teeth, Barry. So I gotta say teeth.
Yeah, that's how we met. We're buddies now, and that's I got some new teeth.
I got some new teeth.
Wow.
All right, so I scored an 80, huh?
80. 8 out of 10.
All right, not bad. Well, thank you. I guess I got to rent it again.
Yes, you do.
I missed two.
Missed a couple, but.
Oh, I'll do better next time. All right. I'll do better next time.
We got to thank Joe from the courthouse for coming by with the bill quiz.
Joe, great job.
It was great being here, guys.
Encourage you to maybe come up with some Godfather ones, Jaws, Star Wars.
Name it. Name it.
In the same fashion.
Yeah, we could give you the assignment, Jaws and Godfather 1.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a huge.
That'd be huge. We'll have you come back with that, all right?
Yeah, definitely.
Right. Just get a better recording technique, all right?
Yeah.
Or also,
going straight from the VCR to the tape deck.
I want to get that movie with Sean Cassidy. And Linda Pearl.
Oh, that could be a good one, too.
Yeah, that's a good one.
All right.
Just like normal people or something.
I guess we could allow Joe to stick around and see if the three-boob chick is coming in.
Oh, please.
That's his little payment. Yeah,
I mean, I've never seen something like that except for Star Trek.
Well, supposedly she's going to be here at 5.
Okay.
You know, I don't know if she's going to get scared and back out, but...
I hope not. We're all eagerly awaiting her arrival.
Supposedly a girl named Jen has three boobs, two big D's, and a small B in the middle.
You got regular good boobs and one in the middle.
All right, we're all just patiently waiting for Jen, the girl with three boobs. Hopefully she will be on the radio with us soon.
Please.
I know, we are begging and
please,
praying.
Boob girl, please.
The instant feedback is going nuts, Jen, if you're on your way, so don't get scared. You got to come down here and show us your three boobs. All right? The Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW, Pearl Jam from Live on Two Legs. Elderly woman behind the counter in a small town. And one of the albums up for grabs this weekend as we qualify people for our trip to the Grammys.
Mm-hmm.
You qualify by winning an 8-pack of CDs. And then we'll have a grand prize winner that we draw for the trip to L.A. for the Grammys. More details to come.
Yes.
Sophie and Anthony, patiently waiting for the girl with three boobs. We don't know if she's going to show up or not at this point.
Sure.
We'll be honest with you.
Well, we would like her to at least get in touch with us.
Yeah, give us a call either way
if
you're coming or not, because everyone is talking about the lady with three boobs.
Well, I said yesterday I was extremely skeptical,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, you hope. You hope for the best.
Of course you hope for the
best.
And
we're still hoping.
Scott from Allied and Seabright, where is she?
Mm-hmm.
Drawing a little picture of what he thinks the three boobs look like, Anthony.
He even drew the middle one a little smaller.
Yes. We're leaving work in 20 minutes. Please play either the Tourette's guy calling the whorehouse or Stephen Lynch's gerbil song. We haven't played
Stephen Lynch, Friday.
Yeah, Friday at our live broadcast.
Will be joining us
at the Longshore Brewery in Garden City.
Stereo.
Sorry about that. We can't wait for Friday. It's going to be great. The whole thing is coming together now. Stephen Lynch is going to be there.
We got two trips to Miami to give away.
Courtesy of Priceline.com.
Priceline.
And we're going to give those trips to the two biggest losers this Valentine's Day. So we're looking for your pathetic stories.
Not only that, we're going to have a few consolation prizes, too,
mm-hmm.
for some of the losers.
We're going to have a lot of stuff
to
give away.
They're going
to
be going home feeling pretty good.
Yes.
Just say that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I saw you on the internet. Some of the stuff you're finding for this live broadcast is going to be pretty funny.
Of course.
Also, Tara's going to be there,
mm-hmm.
the hottest girl ever to pose naked for the Opie and Anthony show. We're going to crown her this Friday.
Mm-hmm. And she's going to do a little lingerie show.
Yes. And your brother's coming down with his guitar, and you guys are going to do a couple of the song parodies.
Musical director Joe
mm-hmm.
will be joining us. And, yeah, we're going to pump out some of the song parodies, do the pipe song, the Bill Clinton splooge song.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got a few that we could pull out.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be really, really cool. We can't wait for Friday.
It's an afternoon, evening full of fun and hijinks, I believe, Opie.
There you have it. Get there early because we're expecting a pretty big crowd.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Longshore Brewery in Garden City this Friday from 3 to 7.
Directions on the web?
Correct.
Good.
Correct. Now, we can either play the Tourette's Whorehouse call from our Demented World CD,
uh-huh.
which, by the way, is still not in any record stores in Manhattan.
Don't even get me started.
And then the record company gets mad at us because we say that, but the fact is, like, every store has one copy,
mm-hmm.
so people are still having a hard time finding that damn thing.
It's out there.
If you
like
look
a scavenger hunt.
Yeah, and I'm trying to queue up really fast here. Corky sings Poison Ivy.
Corky. Another Corky song.
Yes. I think we got a bad card or something. Hold on. Let me see. Just hit stop on that, dude.
Yeah, damn it.
Aww. All right, we're going to have to cue that up.
God.
We'll have to cue that up. But if you were listening yesterday, we got Corky's CD, and we played Obla D, Obla Da.
Who knew? Chris Burke, the guy that played Corky on Life Goes On, hooked up with these two guys and have a band.
Mm-hmm.
I got an email yesterday, too, that from some guy at some camp in Plainview on Long Island, that every year Corky and these guys would come and perform
right.
for the crowd.
Right.
And they'd all wear these Hawaiian shirts and Risky Business sunglasses. And Corky has a girlfriend who this guy said it was hysterical. He'd be making out with her.
Yeah.
In between their gigs.
Oh my God, what a mess.
Corky getting some.
Getting some.
Corky gonna be getting up on that air.
All right, well, we're going to... I don't know. We'll do that next, actually. But it's a dirty card.
It's a dirty card.
We got to get another card.
Yeah, you're a dirty card, aren't you?
All right. In the meantime,
I'm gonna put a little swab of alcohol on you. You're a dirty card.
All right. In the meantime, we're screwed up here now because the card's not working.
Yeah, we're fine. Look at Black Earl's cleaning the heads. Very good.
My brother.
Got a unique singing style, Whoa. Scott. On lead vocals for Creed, that's one from My Own Prison on the Rock of New York, 1027 WNEW.
Oh, my brother.
I like those guys.
And when they performed that in Letterman, he really got into it.
Yeah.
He backs off from the mic. He does that, like, this mic move, man, where he's like,
Way back, yeah.
Way back, and he's got the
mic. Foot forward, the mic's 3 feet away, and he's yelling,
All right, it's Opie and Anthony.
Hey.
Patiently waiting for the three boob chick to show up. We might have been scammed, we'll be honest. We're not sure, though. We haven't heard from her. If she did scam us, we'd like you to call in so you could tell everyone that you scammed us. That would be cool in itself.
Yeah, if she did, you people were scammed along with us.
But
we're still holding out hope.
We are holding out hope in the Opie and Anthony lobby. We do have the first challenger to Tara's title.
She's out there.
She's out there.
All right.
A lady named Spike, who's wearing a lot of leather, I guess.
We put the challenge out. We put Tara's picture up on the website.
Uh-huh.
And she is officially the hottest girl ever to take her clothes off on the Opie and Anthony show.
Mm-hmm.
Some people have been bitching and complaining that she isn't that hot.
Yeah.
So we put the challenge out. You think you're hotter? Come on in. We'll snap some pictures, put them on the website. The people will decide
yes.
who is hotter.
Yes.
We finally have a challenger.
We have a challenger. We'll talk to her next.
Spike. All right.
And this is how it goes. We'll put her pictures up. Tara's pictures will still be up. And then you guys go on the WNEW website and you look at both pictures and then you have to vote. And we have to make some rules here. We'll take the first 1,000 votes.
Yeah, it sounds good.
First 1,000 votes and then we'll crown a champion. See if Tara keeps her title or if we got a new hottest girl to ever pose naked on the Opie and Anthony show. Whew. So we might not have the three boob, you know, chick in here, but we do have Spike coming in.
God, we better get the three boob chick.
All right. Instant feedback really fast from Donna in Old Bridge, New Jersey. Donna's got a great email address, by the way, Anthony.
What is it?
Spanky Kitty.
Spanky Kitty?
Spanky Kitty. I think Donna is a dirty girl.
Yeah. Yeah, Spanky Kitty. Ooh, you're so dirty.
Anyway, Donna writes, you guys are the best. Me and my husband listen to you all the time. You guys are such a bad influence on us. Last night we were at a wake, and a man with Down syndrome came in, and my husband turned to me and said, corn dog in Corky Steinbrenner's voice.
Oh, no.
I about died. I laughed right in the middle of a prayer service.
Oh, we're not trying to make people laugh at funerals. Laugh at poor retarded people.
Please keep up the good work. Love you. That's Donna from Old Bridge, New Jersey.
Oh, boy. And the con dog, man.
Did you see...
Well, is Corky Steinbrenner in the news? Because didn't Tim McCarver sign with the Yankees to broadcast their games?
I'm looking. It says, the boss turns Mets error into Yanks hit. This is a McCarver. We'll be announcing
Yankee games.
Like 42 Yankee games, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to see Corky Steinbrenner on the tube tonight.
Tim McCarver's the best announcer in baseball. And to have him announce Yankee games. It's a dream come true for me. Tim, you want a card, dog?
Tim Von Condon! Tim Von Condon! All right. Occasionally, I see that clip of George from the World Series.
Every time I hear it now, I'm on the floor. I can't breathe. My kidneys hurt. I laugh so damn hard.
Because they sold that videotape, you know, the Yankees. A wonderful year. Buy your videotape of the Yankees victory, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
And they have the locker room scene where George is accepting the trophy.
With his crazy Eddie outfit.
And he's all drunk and his face looks all drawn. He's to accept this trophy from you for the best team in baseball.
We had Coney in here, and he pretty much admitted, not officially, but he kind of hinted that Georgie was really tanked up after
just the whacked.
Just whacked on booze.
And for everybody who remembers the George of the late 70s, you know, and the fights with Billy Martin, and just he was always a ball buster. Hey, I'm the boss.
Yeah.
And then to see him like that, he's all crying and old.
Just a mess.
I love you guys. It's the best team in baseball.
Well, speaking of Corky, we finally got a good version of Poison Ivy that we got to play on the air here.
This is the Chris Burke CD, the guy that played Corky
mm-hmm.
on Life Goes On, hooked up with two guys. And recorded some tunes. What a great idea.
Yeah.
What were these two guys thinking? We need somebody to help us on vocals.
Yeah.
Who's available? Oh, the retarded kid from that TV show. Yeah, that ought to throw in
Yesterday, Obla D, Obla Da was such a huge hit, we decided to play another Corky song for you guys.
And he doesn't sing through the whole thing.
Mm-mm.
It's kind of difficult to pick out who Corky is in the song, but listen along. See if you could point out where Corky chimes in.
Well, you'll be ringing the bell every time Corky sings, right?
Of course.
All right, and count how many times Anthony rings the bell.
Yeah.
Because it might become an Opie and Anthony trivia question when we do the Grammy thing this coming Friday, okay?
All right.
So an extra reason to pay attention here, but here we go. It's Corky singing Poison Ivy.
Yeah. Now we're rocking. This is awful.
She comes up like a rose. But everybody knows.
Corky.
She'll hit you with Dutch. You can look like she's dead at night time.
Corky.
She's pretty as a daisy. But look at her, man, she's crazy.
She's crazy.
We're up to four.
Let me get under your skin.
Oh, yeah.
Five.
I drank it.
Midi is talking to mess around.
What?
I don't know. Corky.
Woo! Look, Opie's dancing.
Life is gonna make you rich.
Yeah.
I'm going my lotion.
Lotion.
The media start to mess around.
Almost done. Bring it down.
Oh my
boys.
God. This is awful.
Oh, I can't cock it.
There it is.
There's your grand total. Keep that in mind. And
I believe it was 14.
We'll quiz you on it.
We'll quiz you Friday. Most likely.
You better watch out.
I have a syndrome, it's called down. Poison Ivy.
All right, we're going to talk to Spike and take some pictures of her to see if she has what it takes to dethrone Tara. All right, Anthony, we got to talk about Playboy, our latest sponsor to the program.
Yeah.
And they want us to talk about the March issue, which is a very cool issue. I think it's going to be a collector's item.
That's right.
It's the Girls of Kiss issue. It's on newsstands now. You got Gene Simmons on the cover with three, just smoking ladies with Kiss makeup on.
Mm-hmm. And then you go inside, and what do you get, Op? You get like 30 girls.
Well, what do you get inside? You get lots of snatch.
Oh, my God. I don't think that is how Playboy wants to be presented.
What? I thought
Opie, No, you see, that's your problem.
What you ask?
You have the copy of Swank in your hand.
No, I
put the Swank down. Now see, there's the Playboy. That's a classy gentleman's magazine.
Well, what do you call that?
That is a lovely
Hitler mustache
region of No, but you're not getting what, you know.
All right, I'm sorry. I just got carried away, you know. But the centerfold's cool, too.
You don't want the shots of...
Wait, there's two centerfolds. Bonus time.
Oh, wow, that is... Look at us, just silent. Ooh, look at that. No, I like Playboy. It's classy. You don't get those shots of the girls that look like, down below, it looks like Fidel Castro eating a filet mignon. You know, that I don't... I'm not into that.
All right, so you got the centerfold. How old is she? 1978.
She was born in 78?
That's scary. Oh, my God.
Wow.
I was in high school.
Well.
All right, and then you got the other centerfold with 30 women in the Kiss makeup surrounded by the whole band. That's very, very cool. Very, very cool. Besides that, in this issue, you got an interview, I guess, with Lauryn Hill.
Lauryn Hill, I said this earlier. I want to stress this point, Opie.
Hmm.
Lauryn Hill, you know that big upper lip she has?
Yeah, she's known for her lips.
Yeah, it's not real. It's not real. She draws in her lip with a big lipstick thing. She's got a very thin upper lip.
You saw Lauryn Hill naked?
No.
What? What are you...
Her mouth.
Oh, her mouth. Okay. Also, an interview with the Beastie Boys.
Oh, my.
An interview with horny Drew Carey. And also an interview with Rudy Giuliani. All right. It's Opie and Anthony. We're going to talk to Spike next to see if she's got what it takes to dethrone Tara as the hottest girl to ever appear naked on the Opie and Anthony show. The Rock of New York, 102.7 WNEW with David Bowie. It's Opie and Anthony. Quick facts here from J&R Music World. They're pissed at us.
Why?
It says, referring your effing CD, Opie and Anthony, we, as I have faxed you before, have your CD in stock and plenty of it. We have not been out of it as long as you have been on the air. So F you. Cassettes, too. That's from Joe. J&R Music World, that's in Manhattan, downtown, across from City Hall.
Hey, Joe, how about a little display?
Yeah, put out an Opie and Anthony display for us. Help us out a little bit, huh?
Put you know, ass wipes as heard on NEW or something.
Yeah, you can...
Be creative.
Yeah, make fun of us. We don't care.
Yeah.
All right. All right, well, the three-boobed chick, who knows? Maybe she got in a car accident or something. We haven't heard from her. She hasn't stopped by. Have no idea if she's scamming us or
she's
not.
She's on her way from a mammogram, and it just takes a little longer. Just a little longer.
But we still got something else for you guys today.
Yeah.
And ladies. We got Spike, who is entering the studio as we speak.
All right.
And Spike thinks she's got what it takes to dethrone Tara as the hottest girl ever to appear naked on the Opie and Anthony show.
Wow, you're pretty wild looking.
Just a little bit.
Wow.
She's dressed in...
You got like the Marilyn Manson look going. It kind of.
Yeah, everyone
Holy
says that at work.
Wow.
Wow. She's got a whole leather outfit on. She's got handcuffs, a collar around her neck, black hair... Dark eyes.
Chicks like you scare the bejesus out of me.
It's a good
it
thing.
Just frightened me, man.
Silver lipstick.
People pay me to scare them.
That's cool. She's got the long zippers down the sides. Man.
I have to get it off easier.
She's got a whip. Let's see the whip. Just crack that whip. Yeah, take that off and crack
it's like a cat o' 20 tails.
It wasn't quite hard enough.